In a week and a half's time, the red carpet will be rolled out at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, one of the major events on the Czech Republic's cultural calendar. There are no Czech pictures in the main competition this year, though visitors can look forward to a whopping 65 world, international and European premieres. But many will be just as interested in who they can see on that red carpet. So who are the big stars this year? That's a question Ian Willoughby put to Karel Och of Karlovy Vary's programming department.
The big guest this year at Karlovy Vary, one of the biggest guests we have is John Malkovich, who is coming to accept the award for so-called Lifetime Achievement Award for the artistic contribution to the world cinema. And he's going also to introduce his directorial debut called The Dancer Upstairs, which he made some 5 years ago and presented at several film festivals. As a part of the tribute to John Malkovich, we are showing also the documentary called Which Way Home by the U.S. director Rebecca Camisa, which John Malkovich executive produced.
And Antonio Banderas is coming.
Yes, we are very happy that Antonio Banderas agreed to come to Karlovy Vary and accept the festival's president award and, of course, present one of his films. And we continue in the same strategy as we do with John Malkovich, and we decided to present Antonio Banderas as a director as well. He's going to present his second directorial film called Summer Rain, El Camino de los Ingleses, which he presented 2 years ago in Berlinale.
Also, Paul Schrader, the great screenwriter, is coming. He wrote Taxi Driver and Raging Bull and many other great films.
Yes, we are extremely delighted about Paul Schrader coming to Karlovy Vary and introducing his newest film, Adam Resurrected, with Jeff Goldblum and Willem Dafoe, which is an adaptation of Joram Kanyuk's famous novel. So Paul Schrader will introduce this film.
What about the jury? Anybody interesting on this year's jury at Karlovy Vary?
Well, I believe personally that each of the 7 members of the jury is highly interesting. It's a young jury. We have around 5 members around 40 years of age. And the president of the jury is Claudie Osard, the French producer who produced Arizona Dream by Kusturica or Amélie from Montmartre by Jeanette and Caro. And she's one of the most important figures of French cinema.
I understand you have more premieres than usual this year. Why is that?
I like to think that filmmakers, producers and sales companies start to realize that Karlovy Vary is an important place to start the career of the film, because we have many festival people and distributors and sales people and buyers coming to Karlovy Vary and checking the films.
Are there any particular films that you would recommend to people who are going to Vary this year?
Yeah, this is really difficult, but there is one film which I consider particular, and it's a British film called Bronson, which is a very unusual portrait of the most famous British prisoner whose nickname is Charlie Bronson, and it's directed by Danish director Nicolas Refn, and it's something that you have never seen before.
You've been saying, or the festival organizers in general have been saying, that the economic downturn won't affect you because you have long-term contracts with your sponsors. Are you a bit concerned that there could be a fall off in attendance, however?
Afraid? Well, you have to, you know, we have to fight for it. We have to fight for attendance of the audience by showing interesting films, and it's every year's task. And it's really something that shouldn't be underestimated, because audience it's very picky and demanding. And we hope they will come in the same number as in previous years.
Karel Och from the Karlovy Vary Film Festival giving.